What's up? What's up? Welcome back to another episode of the Bad Podcast. Brad and Wayne in the building. Brad, what are we talking about today, my brother?
You ever seen the movie A League of Their Own?
Of course I have. It's
Tom Hanks. Was it Tommy Dugan?
Yes.
Jimmy Dugan. It's supposed to be hard. If it wasn't hard, everyone would do it. It's the hard that makes it great. Let's talk about it.
Let's do it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles.
Hey, man. Eat some for life, baby.
What it look like, what it do back in the building, man. Super excited about this podcast, man, and what we're doing. And always good to get behind the mic with my brother, Brad. Brother, whew, it's another good one, man. I'm excited about this episode. Man, first of all, I got to shout everybody out, man, that's showing the love. We appreciate the comments and the kind words and the posts. We got a couple of posts this week, man. People posting in the group, you know, shouting us out and letting us know they're listening, and people calling out my government name because I let it out last week.
Yeah, man, you know, Benjamin.
Yeah, man. It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
I'm all about the Benjamins.
Hope Daddy got it right, man. So, all right, man. This week, the quote from, not the quote, but the comment on our YouTube page. First off, I got to shout out Miss Carla Cook again. She actually was like, yeah, you guys shouted me out. You know, so shout out to you for sure. And so this week is, let's see, this is Bobby, Bobby Evans.
Bobby Evans. I know Bobby.
Bobby Evans, yeah. 9309. She said, thanks for hanging in there, guys. The story about the mom and daughters, at the rest stop, pulled at my heart, but unfortunately it's the world we live in. The good will always outweigh the bad. Light over darkness, heart emoji, and the peace sign. So thank you, Bobby, for reaching out to us, and we appreciate you leaving comments. And everybody left a comment. We had quite a few, and like I said, we pick one every week, and we're super, super grateful for it, man. So, B, let's jump into this thing.
Yes, sir. Hey, before we take a dive, I just want to take a second and apologize for my lack of enthusiasm last week. I'm never down under the blanket of fatigue, but last week, man, I was certainly under the heavy blanket of fatigue. But hey, we're here this week, and we've bounced back, and that's what life's all about. So, I'm gonna read that quote again. Jimmy Dugan, not Tommy, but Jimmy, my man Tommy Dugan. I don't know, he's a football guy, maybe. All right, but it's supposed to be hard. If it wasn't hard, everyone would do it. It's the hard that makes it great. Now, I got a story about becoming great in real time, right? Okay, so I'm reading this story. I'm back on the reading thing, man. We're back, baby. I'm just clicking at all cylinders now that I'm reading again. So I'm reading this story about a pilot that had a heart attack. You know, mid-flight, they're up in the air, they're flying through the clouds, they're slicing through the clouds, and the pilot has a heart attack. Now, this isn't one of those big airplanes. It's like a single engine Cessna, so they only have 6, 7, 8 passengers in the back. So what happens is it's fight or fight. It's not fight or flight. It's fight or fight. You got to fight for your life at that point, right? You think about flight while you're in the air, but it's fight for your life or nothing. Okay. So this guy in the back of the plane, this innocent bystander, okay, he has to come to the controls and get on the radio headset and say, hey, listen, my name's Tommy Dugan. Maybe it was Tommy Dugan. All right. And so Tommy gets on the headphones. He says, listen, so-and-so just had a heart attack. I'm in control. Okay. I got to land this plane. How do I get from point A to point B? What buttons do I push? What controls do I pull? Okay. Most people would panic in this situation, but now this is a part of becoming great. Okay. There's no options when it comes to these situations. You can't think about, you can't contemplate the ins and outs. You can't think about, do I pull back? Do I push forward? You just figure it out along the way. So, you know, what got me thinking about this and how we're going to relate this to fitness is this, Dwayne. All right. So he's flying along. Okay. He's at the wheel for the controls for 15 minutes, then 20 minutes, then 30 minutes, man, starting to get comfortable. This is all right. I'm all right at this. Okay. Boom. Turbulence. He hits a rough patch. Okay, so this inexperienced first time flyer, it has the control for 30 to 45 minutes and he hits his first sign of turbulence. Now, again, you go back to that panic situation. Okay, you've got options here. You throw up the hands and quit, or you buckle down and press on. Okay, I only see one option there. Now, how do we relate this to fitness? Some people are already matriculating an idea of their mind, okay? So you sign up for an 8-week program, and in week one is that you get at the controls, and you're highly anticipating the next move, and you're talking to somebody in another room, you're telling them I need help, and you're being pushed in the right direction. But then what happens in weeks 3, 4, 5, and 6 when that excitement, okay, when that adrenaline wears off, okay? What happens is a lot of us throw up the hands and we experience that turbulence or that resistance of life, and we give up, we give in. And that's one of those pivotal moments. That's that fork in the road moment of life where you have options, but if you want to advance, if you want to excel, you want to succeed, you only have one option, and that's to buckle down and press on.
Wow. Yeah.
A lot of stuff there. And I dove in, man. I'm making up for lost time, man. Last week was terrible. It was not terrible, man.
Back.
I was at the camera like this. What?
we were tired, but it wasn't terrible, tired, man. People still got something out of it. That's all that matter. But yeah, no, man, yeah, that is a lot to unpack, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, just thinking on the fitness front, you know, Because we cover it a lot, man, about getting into something, getting comfortable, mm-hmm. and then having to adjust to, you know, something new. Because that's what happens, you know, whether it's, you know, turbulence in the pilot's case, or whether it's because we're in June, whether it's a vacation that you plan before you sign up for the 8-week challenge, you know.
Sure. See it all the time.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you didn't know you was going to be on an 8-week challenge, you know, mm-hmm. going to Cancun or going mm-hmm. on a cruise. And you have a decision to make, just like that pilot, man. You have a decision. Am I going to try to stick with, you know, what I got going? I'm going to stay engaged, or am I just going to throw my hands up for a week or 2 weeks or whatever that vacation is, mm-hmm. and just give into it?
Yeah.
You know, actually, I was live by the time you're hearing this, I was live last Thursday talking about, you know, just the either giving up or just continuing to do what you can, man. And because even in the pilot's case, you know, the terminalist came and he's a first time flyer, mm-hmm. and him attempting is going to be terrible. It's not mm-hmm. going to be perfect. You know, mm-hmm. it's going to be, you know, rough. It's going to be, you know, they're going to feel it, all of that.
Yeah.
But it's the difference between him doing that and him just giving up and just like, I quit. I can't take on this hard, man. And so that is a decision that people are going to have to make. And we make it, you know, when it comes to running into a rough patch whenever you make a decision to do something.
Yeah, and those rough patches are more frequent than we even think about, right? And
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A lot of times, you know, at the first sign of opposition, you know, what we do is we spin out. We freak out, we panic, and then we go around and around and around with that repetitive, vicious cycle of, okay, well, I'm experiencing this. Not everybody experiences this. I'm going to go back to my old ways, or I'm going to go back to my old lifestyle. I promise you, if you're listening to this podcast, I've experienced about every resistance, every opposition, every adversity that you can think of. And here's the thing, Dwayne. I like to intentionally, I mean, you guys know, everybody that listens to this podcast know what kind of extremes that I go through, okay? Because I like to place intentional resistance in my life. So when I'm hit by that external force, I ain't surprised. Mm-hmm. If the hot water doesn't work at the gym, no big deal. I'll take a cold shower. If I can't breathe very well out of my mouth, I'm good. I got my nose. you learn to adjust. You learn to adapt. And this can be relatable to any area of life. You know, you talk wealth, you talk health, you talk parenting, you talk partnership with your wife or your husband. You talk fitness, like our podcast. We talk fitness, okay? You have to find a way to be proactive and not reactive. You have to prepare mentally and physically for the turbulences of life. Okay. And, you know, like I said, you know, just get intentional, just get deliberate, get on purpose with the things that you're putting in your life and make your life tough. I'm not talking about chasing bears, running through fires. I'm talking about reading hard material. I'm talking about plank tucks. I'm talking about long distance running. I'm talking about being restricted on what you eat. All right. Be intentional with that kind of thing. That's how you're going to climb the ladder of success.
Yeah, for sure. And when you do that on a, like, if you, when you're intentional on doing it, like you mentioned, when life lifes, as we say, when life start lifing,
yeah.
You know, it won't be as of a, I guess it won't be a dramatic blow,
right.
You know, if you put yourself, you know, you don't have to tape your mouth and coach out. You work out.
Please don't do that.
If you work out, that is putting your body under, it's getting intense, you know, putting your body under stress.
Mm-hmm.
If you do any kind of workout, you know, if you do, you know, if you're E2M or listen, you're doing the circuits, like you mentioned, it's plank tugs, plank jacks, you know, that all of that stuff is adding resistance mm-hmm. to your body. And that physical resistance will also build the mental resistance, you know, in your day, you know, whenever things come up or when things, you know, get challenging at home or at work or wherever, because your body has experienced some resistance and your brain knows how to react to that, you know, mm-hmm. it'll help you in those situations, man. So mm-hmm. I think that's definitely a direct correlation between the two. Yeah.
100%. This morning I had a treadmill class, I talked about this saber. Okay, you pull this saber out of your holster, right? A sword, a knife, or whatever, and you take it. And in the first time that you purchase this saber, okay, or the first time that you grind it out and you smooth the edges, and it's extremely sharp, and you cut into a piece of meat, or we'll use a piece of paper for example. So you cut through a piece of paper once. The sword is not going to stay sharp day after day after day after day after day. Now, the way that you keep this sword, this saber sharp, is you have to come back and you need to resharpen it every single day. Now, how is this relatable to fitness? If you take advancements in your fitness game, okay, and you reach a point of, say, maintenance, right? You don't just stay at maintenance. You have to come back each and every day. And you have to be deliberate. You have to put some stress on your body. Okay. You have to be tough on yourself. All right. And then when it comes to sharpening this saber, okay, it's one stroke at a time. It's mm-hmm. one rep at a time. It's mm-hmm. one step at a time. It's one day, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year at a time. And gradually you will progress in life. It's those people that tell themselves, well, I've worked extremely hard. I'm okay to take a day off. I'm okay to put my saber back in the holster and not sharpen it today. That's not how things work. You don't sharpen it today, you fall back. You don't sharpen it another day, you fall back. And then it's hard to find your way back onto the path. You have to stay in control, gain control, stay in control. And then you have nothing to worry about.
That's right, man. I love that. And I love that example, man, because, you know, to sharpen a sword, man, it's a grinding that take place, man. It's a grind. You gotta take that sharpen, man, and just, you know, grind those edges and make them pointy, man. And it's part of the process, man. You know, it's funny that you mentioned the maintenance part, man. I get asked, and somebody even mentioned it on the comments, man. I get asked all the time, "You on maintenance? You on maintenance?" The maintenance isn't my desire. Like, mm-hmm. I don't chase maintenance. Like, sure. You know, fitness, like, you know, for the musicians out there, fitness isn't, it don't have a sustain pedal. You just can't hit that note and put your foot on it and it just stay there. You got to always be going towards something, working towards something. Like Brad said, you got to always be sharpening that sword. Of course we want to, you know, we want to enjoy things and we don't, you know, want to be on extreme, you know, all the time, man. But for me, man, I like maintenance, and no offense to my E2M family that, and chasing maintenance, on maintenance, enjoying maintenance. No offense. Love y'all. Y'all enjoy it. It's just not a desire, man. And in my mind, that just seemed like, you know, taking my foot off the gas. I guess it may be a mentality. I don't know, man. But that's just kind of how I view that. And I get off my maintenance salt soapbox, man.
Stay on the soapbox. Stay on the soapbox.
Well, you know, because another thing, B, man, is I see a lot of people go to maintenance too early. Just to be honest, and I have to shout out my man Cliff. Cliff reached out to me, bro, and I shared this on one of our lives. Cliff reached out to me, said, "Hey, bro, I'm gonna send you my picture, man. I think I'm gonna go to maintenance." And my first question was, "Why? Like, why do you want to go to maintenance?" It's like, you know, I like, you know, like the number I'm at or whatever. I said, do you like how your body looks? He's like, oh yeah, it's cool, man. You know, it's better than it was. I was like, well, hey, if you like how your body looks, I'm down. But if you think you can do more, you think you can do better. And he's like, you know what? I think I'm gonna see if I can do a little bit more. And now the man looks like a specimen. Like, my nickname for him is Shredded Wheat, because that dude is
no doubt.
But yeah. Shout out to Cliff, man. And that's just an example of, you know, wanting to be in a relaxed state so much, and you miss out on something that's, you know, extraordinary. I mean, dude looks amazing. You know, that's my guy. You know, but it's just an example of, you know, you don't want to stop too short when it comes to your journey, and it's a journey. It's a continual thing. You don't want to you don't want to look for a finish line, man. Like we talked about the Emerald City, man. You
hey,
but it's more out there, man. So I'm gonna get off that, man. But
I like that, Dwayne, and I'm gonna get on it. All right. So I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and he's like, "Yeah, hey, I'm just not finding the results that I want." He's not in E2M. He just tries to eat healthier, you know, make the better options. He was telling me, he goes, well, you know, I, instead of potato chips, I eat pork rinds. I'm like, all right, man, like, you might want to reassess, man. You messing with me? And so I asked him, I said, what prevents you from jumping on the E2M bandwagon, the train? He says, well, I mean, honestly, I'm good with where I'm at. And those are my trigger words. Mm-hmm. I'm like, are you okay with being good? Are you okay with being okay? Are you okay with being average, mediocre? I'm just not okay with that, Dwayne. That's why I'm always trying to be intentional with everything that I do. That's why I'm always trying to read, because I want to be sharp. Dude, I guarantee everybody sees a significant change in how I was last week and how I was this week. Yeah, I could have leaned on the crutch of, hey, I was tired. But the week prior to our last podcast, I wasn't reading. I read all this week, man. I'm clicking. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it tonight, you know? And the thing is, here's the thing. You know, you talk about people stop a little bit too short of where they want to be. They stop a little bit too short of where real maintenance should be obtained, right? I read a statistic one time, okay? 85% of people will quit a hard or difficult task before they obtain it because they don't know how close they are. They stop, they turn around, they go back to their old lifestyle, they go back to their previous start line. Because they don't know that their one decision, their one turn, their one workout, their one meal away from where they want to be. But instead, they stop and they say, man, I've worked really hard to get to this point. I don't see the point of continuing. I'm going to go back, only to regret it after a day or two.
Oh, man, for sure. For sure. Ooh,
that hurts.
Yeah, bro. That and not know how close you were. You know, to that mark, man. You know, and I shared this before, man. I experienced that myself last year, this time, you know, got really close to a goal and just kind of stopped and pulled back but I'm happy to say I'm back to where I was last year, man. And I have a better view of it. And you know, I'm enjoying the ride a little bit better. And I know, you know, once I get closer and continue to go and continue to push, man, and I credit this podcast, man. A lot of times we talk to y'all, but we talking to ourselves, man.
100.
We're being transparent. We're putting out there, you know, our struggles and our stumbles and our pitfalls, man, because, you know, like I mentioned, you know, we're just human beings, man, and we really care, and we are intentional as far as wanting to add value to you guys and just give you these conversations, man. But to kind of jump back on, man, or what you're talking about, man, the biggest aspect to me, and it's even in your notes, is being able to take control of the moment, man. Being able to assess, you know, you may have been that person that turned around, you know, when you got close, but you can assess, you can look and say, okay, I need to go back this way, you know, and take control of that moment, man. So I know you had some stuff on that, man, but I want to kind of, you know, turn that train a little bit.
Yeah. No, I like that. I have to say one thing. I just wrote it in my notes here. you're back to where you want to be. And I had to do this. You're back to where you want to be because you're out here grinding. I had to. All right, back on it. All right. You know, you talk about seizing the moment and really grasping a hold of the opportunity that is at hand, right? I was running my half marathon a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, whenever it was, and I peeked over and I saw this sign and it said, "Be where your feet are." I was like, ooh-wee. I need that. It says, be where your feet are. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because oftentimes we're always thinking about the things behind us. We're always thinking about the things in front of us. We're never thinking about where our feet are. We're rarely in the present. Okay. We're rarely in the present, and being present, being in life's moments. Okay. And being where your feet are, that's how you're going to take those massive strides in your life. And I know we're creeping up on the end of time, and I don't want to be cut short. This is one of those nights where, like, you just want to keep rolling, but that's all right.
Man. What a thing, man. Keep going, man.
Yeah. But you know, just being present in the moment is what we all lack. And because, you know, we're a society of always, you know, watching social media and always thinking about the next big thing and not taking control of our own flight. And a lot of that stems from wanting to impress other people. We want to lead by example. And now here's the crazy thing about taking control of this moment and taking control of your flight. All right. We try to impress others. We try to lead by example. But by doing that and thinking so far ahead or thinking so far behind and being shackled to one end or the other, all right, we often forget that people actually rely on us being present, okay? Because people are flying with us. People are on our plane. People are on our flight. And by thinking about the destination, by thinking about the start line or your takeoff, man, you ain't thinking about the controls that you have right in your hands. You're not thinking about each and every turn and each and every button that you push. You're not thinking about, okay, there's turbulence ahead. What do I have to do to adjust? Or what do I have to do to prepare? There's another plane flying directly at me. What do I have to do to prepare? What do I have to do to adjust? But because we're thinking about landing the plane, but because we're thinking about the takeoff and how it wasn't perfect, we lose control of what's right in front of us. And that's how we lose control on life.
No, that's the closer, bro. Like, that's so good.
Boom.
That is so good, man. Yeah. And I'm not gonna stack on that because that's so real, man. About being, you know, in the moment and a beneficiary. The only thing I'm gonna say, because I actually got this from your stories, is you know, we gotta consider the people on the plane with us, man. Which is a lot of times our family. You know, we have to be mindful of those moments and not get too far ahead where we, you know, we don't include them or we don't, you know, spend time with them. Man, that clip you dropped, man, was pretty dope. So, yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there, man. So, all right, B, before we hit this last segment, anything you want to say? You already dropped the bomb, man.
Hey, dropped the bomb, but, you know, I can't afford to go down. You can't afford to go down. We can't afford to go down. Let's keep this thing rolling.
Cannot. All right, let's get it, y'all. This week's Do You Know?
Do you know?
All right, B, it's on you, man.
Me. So we talked about taking flight today. We talked about taking control. Now, back in 2020, schools were let out. Teachers were let out and we didn't know when we would return. We didn't know, you know, what the future would hold. So, you know, in those situations, it's hard to see what the next move is. So instead of waiting for the next move, instead of waiting for the next opportunity, I took flight. Okay. And I started something called Mr. B's Adventures. And I don't know if you know anything about the Mr. B's Adventures, Dwayne. This was well before your time. I started a series of videos. Okay. And they were all via social media, all via Facebook. And I would get on there and I would, you know, try to encourage, try to inspire, try to motivate my kids to get outside for a walk, get outside and be kind to each other, get outside to get some fresh air. Because in a time of uncertainty back in 2020, man, you just didn't know when that next chance to get outside or get a good walk in. So, you know, that was actually the start of my fitness, my passion for fitness on the next level. I've always been in fitness. And, you know, that was that kind of next step. And I truly believe, because all those steps that I had taken, I had taken control of my own plane and taken control of my own flight. That was sort of like the lead up to establishing my role with E2M, because man, I just showed a lot of people passion. I showed a lot of people what I felt about inspiring kids and inspiring people in general. And I'm talking tens and thousands, hundreds of thousands of views on these videos that I created within a 6 month span. And then once we went back to school, I mean, other schools were reaching out to me. Hey, can you work with our phys ed department? I'm like, uh-huh. You know, I'm trying to do my own thing, but yeah, I'll hook up with somebody at some point. But when we went back to school, it was like the ongoing joke, like, hey, you making any more of those videos? I need to be inspired. I need to be motivated. You know, that's just one of those things that sort of led me up to the role that I'm in today. And, wow. And that's an example of just taking control of what you have in your life and not letting life's turbulences direct the way that you advance through life.
That's amazing, B. Like, yeah. You know, and your timing is perfect with that because, you know, I'm a social media guy. At the same time, Facebook was competing with YouTube. And so any videos via social media, they put at the top of everybody's algorithm. So, yeah. Like, that's how it took off so much, man. So yeah. that's super dope, man.
Yeah.
So I ain't going to throw up my – I was doing something similar during that time. But I'll save it for my do you
yes,
know
sir.
Moment, yeah. man. So, yeah. man, first, hey, bro, always a pleasure with you. Yes, sir. Yeah. To the listeners, thank you guys for checking out the Bad Podcast. Make sure comment, tag, share, tell people, let everybody know, man. Favorite podcast right here every Monday. We dropping bombs, baby. So till next time, y'all, we out of here.
Let's go.